Welcome to the Jennifer LeClaire Show. I'm interviewing some awesome guests and sharing personal insights along the way to stir your faith. Hope you enjoy it. You ever feel stuck? You ever wonder why you feel stuck? You might think you know why you feel stuck, but many times you think wrong, right? Many times God can set you straight if you ask him, why am I stuck? Because we like to point fingers to people. We like to point fingers to places. We like to point fingers at the past. I'm stuck because this happened to me. But God knows why you're stuck. And I'm going to release a prophetic word that reveals why you may feel stuck. This is Jennifer LeClaire. I'm the senior leader of the Awakening House of Prayer Global Movement, the Ignite Network, and my Awakening Prayers family. Bless you. Thank you for joining me this afternoon. I want to get right into this without delay because I know you're chomping at the bits to hear this. Let me just ask you a question. Beyond feeling stuck, and these two things go together. Have you been crying out to God to do a new thing in your life? If the answer is yes, you got to turn the volume up. You got to put the pots and pans away, quit cooking. You need to tell all the kids just hush for 15 minutes because you're going to want to hear this. See, it may seem insurmountable, you know, the new thing that you're looking to grab a hold of, that you're praying into existence. It may seem insurmountable when you consider your present situation. But I want you to take courage today. As a matter of fact, I want you to walk away from this few minutes inspired, encouraged, and with courage, right? I believe that you're going to walk into your new beginning by keeping the Lord at the center of your focus, no matter what's going on. That's what I've been doing. I've been trying this out on myself. I said, I've been trying this out on myself. Not too long ago, some months ago now, the Lord said to start getting up at 3:45 in the morning. And this week, I've been getting up at 3:30 in the morning. That's a new thing. Hey, I was doing the 4 a.m. for many years, but the Lord wanted to do a new thing, and he wanted me to get up earlier and earlier and earlier over the years until now I'm getting up in the middle of the night. It's the glory realm, right? 3 a.m., that's the glory time. So listen, the Lord, you know the scripture, behold, I do a new thing. And this is a declarative word spoken by God over you. And listen, the Lord is always willing and able to do a new thing in us, right? He moves us. He changes us from glory to glory. He moves us. He changes us from strength to strength into the image of his son, Jesus Christ. The Lord is always willing to change you. He's always willing to bring you into something new. It doesn't matter how long you've been where you are, waiting for the new thing. God is willing. I believe many times it's something we have to change, or we have to agree to, or we have to say yes to, because what happens is we get discouraged when the new thing doesn't come when it was supposed to. Come on, can I get a witness out there? We hear this prophetic word spoken over our life. So-and-so prophesies this. We heard the Lord say that. The scripture leaps off the page at us. And we think that whatever it is we're sensing or hearing is going to happen right now. And then when the new thing doesn't happen immediately, we get discouraged. And hope deferred makes the heart sick. And so we begin to listen to the voice of the enemy that says, well, that prophecy is never going to come to pass. That promotion is never going to manifest. That husband, that wife that you're searching for, that spouse, those kids you're trying to have, it's just been delayed and delayed and delayed. I know I have a prophetic word, but maybe the prophet missed it. Who am I talking to today? So many of you are listening to the devil who wants you to believe you're stuck. I said, many of you are listening to the devil who wants you to believe that you're stuck. What if you're not stuck? What if you just think you're stuck? What if the enemy has just talked you into this stuck mentality? Now, I want to read you this prophetic word. This is a prophecy that reveals why you may feel stuck. If you're listening, say amen. If you're listening, perk your ears up wherever you are, because I want you to hear this with no interruption. Here's the word of the Lord. The Lord would say to you, behold, I do a new thing. I want to do a new thing in your life, says the Lord, but you have to let me. You have to allow me entrance into your heart and your mind and let my thoughts and my strategies flood your soul. Far too many of you, says the Lord, are listening to the devil tell you why you're stuck, and he is blaming you. He is making it all about you, when it is just as much about him as it is about you. You took the bait, says the Lord. You took the bait, but he offered it to you. If you'll just take my bait, if you'll just chew on my word, if you'll just get caught up in my spirit, you will see the new beginning that you've been crying for. It will no longer elude you. The moment that you say yes to my heart and press into my spirit once again and shut out the enemy, your new beginning has started. And the Lord says your new beginning will manifest in that moment. All you have to do then is step into it. Then take another step and another step and another step. And pretty soon you're walking in newness of life. And the Lord says, you're walking in your new beginning. You have successfully taken your life back, and now you need to maintain it. And this is good news. I want to break this down. I want to go back to the beginning. I want to break this down. If you're bearing witness to this, say amen. Listen, I heard the Lord say, behold, I do a new thing. Now, let's stop right there for a minute, because many people have received such a prophecy. I've prophesied that a number of times. I've received prophecies like that. The Lord says, I want to do a new thing in your life, but you have to let me. Now, let's stop right there. This is where many times we feel stuck, because God says it, but we don't respond to it. We believe it, but we don't respond. Let me just teach you something about prophecy. Personal prophecy is conditional most of the time. So we hear about the new thing. God speaks to our heart. He speaks to a prophet. He speaks through scripture. And we think that it's just going to happen like this. No, we have to respond to the prophetic word. Lord says, I want to do a new thing in your life, but you have to let me. He says, you have to allow me entrance into your heart and mind. Let's stop right there. Many of us have been so hurt and wounded in the past that we do not or will not let God fully into our heart, that we will not or do not allow the word of God to renew our mind. We get stuck in the pain. We get stuck up here, just stuck in the same emotional roller coaster, stuck on the same thought patterns that are not God's thoughts. And so he's saying, you have to allow me entrance into your heart. You have to let him in. He's knocking. You have to let the walls come down from the pain that you experienced. You have to let the walls, the defensiveness come down. God is not going to hurt you. He wants to do something new. He says, you have to allow me entrance into your heart and mind and let my thoughts and my strategies flood your soul. If you don't let him in, if you don't let God into your heart, if you don't let God into your mind, if you're not intentional about it, how can he get through to you what he's tried to show you and tell you? He can't. He wants to give you the way of escape. He wants to give you the strategy for the business. He wants to tell you his thoughts about that person you're thinking about marrying. But if you don't let him in your heart, if you don't let him in your mind, if you don't welcome the Holy Spirit, he'll be quiet. And the Lord says, for too many of you are listening to the devil tell you why you're stuck. So in other words, instead of listening to God and believing God and responding to God, what happens is many people are listening to the voice of the enemy. And the enemy's saying, you're stuck. Nothing's going to change. You've been in this rut for far too long. God doesn't hear your prayers. And these are vain imaginations, and we're supposed to cast them down. I said, we're supposed to cast these vain imaginations down. The Lord says, for too many of you are listening to the devil tell you why you're stuck, and he's blaming you. The Lord says he's making it all about you, when it's just as much about him as it is you. In other words, he's resisting your promise. He's resisting your breakthrough. He's resisting the new thing. He's resisting you, but are you resisting him? I want to ask you this question. He's resisting you. You know the enemy is resisting you. Are you resisting him? Because James 4:7 says, submit yourself to God, number one. Submit yourself to God, resist the devil, number two, and he will flee from you. So if you're stuck, you may be stuck because you're not resisting the enemy's voice, the enemy's plan, the enemy's strategies, the enemy's tactics. You've got to resist long and strong. Lord says he's making it all about you, when it's just as much about him as it is about you. In other words, you've made mistakes. You maybe did not respond properly to the word of the Lord. Maybe you ran the opposite direction from the word of the Lord. Like Jonah, when he got the instruction to go to Tarshish and he ran to Tarshish. Maybe you've done that. But the reason why you're running many times is because you're believing a lie of the enemy. I said the reason why you're not responding sometimes is because the enemy has talked you out of the prophetic word. You've reasoned yourself out of prophetic wisdom before you even had a chance to see it come to pass. And the Lord said, you took the bait the enemy offered you. Hey, I don't know who I'm talking to. This is a word I prophesied on Mornings with the Holy Spirit a while ago. You took the bait he offered you. If you'll just take my bait.
A reset of the prophetic movement is upon us. The second wave of prophets is rising in this hour. We stand at the edge of a new era in the prophetic. We're gathering the international prophetic community at the Global Prophetic Center, a hub for prophetic training, prophetic labs, summits, networks, and lighthouses. It's time for prophets to go deeper. It's time for seers to soar. It's time for prophetic voices to rise up and decree what says the Spirit of God with accuracy that causes the world to pay attention. The Global Prophetic Center offers proven prophetic systems and structures to equip you to walk worthy of your calling and to prophesy with precision, boldness, diplomacy, and wisdom. Get hands-on training and mentoring in a safe environment that breeds true prophetic community and learning. Receive impartation and activation. Sharpen your gift and avoid prophetic pitfalls. Get commissioned. Get networked. Get sent out with the word of the Lord in your mouth and the confidence to release it. Begin your journey today by applying at globalpropheticcenter.com. You have gifts. God expects you to use them. If you need training to school your gift, log on to schoolofthespirit.tv. You'll find training in spiritual warfare, prophetic ministry, prayer, seers ministry, writing, and so much more. Go to schoolofthespirit.tv today. You want to go deeper? Get equipped to overcome and walk in God's purpose for your life at Awakening House of Prayer's online campus. You'll experience an online family, preaching, teaching, and prophetic impartation for victorious living. We have over 1,000 members online, hungry for what God is saying and doing in the earth. Visit ahop.online today and join our family.
If you'll just chew on my word, if you'll get caught up in my spirit, you will see that new beginning you've been crying out for will no longer elude you. Listen, God is saying, stop listening to the enemy. Stop taking his bait. Stop feeding on his lies. Stop listening to his wicked voice. It's very subtle, but it's wicked. Instead, meditate on the word of God. God told Joshua, Joshua 1 verse 8, God said, meditate on my word day and night and be careful to do all it says. Then you'll make your way prosperous and then you will find good success. The Lord is saying, chew on my word. Meditate on my word. Consider my word. He said, get caught up in my spirit. Some of us, we get caught up in the wrong spirit when things don't go right for us. We get caught up in anger. We get caught up in, come on now, self-pity. We get caught up in discouragement. We get caught up in despair. And he's saying, if you'll just get caught up in my spirit instead of all these other spirits, instead of getting caught up in your flesh, he's saying, you'll see the new beginning that you're crying out for. And it won't escape you. It won't elude you. You'll get it. And the Lord says, the moment that you say yes to my heart and press into my spirit once again and shut out the enemy, your new beginning has started. In other words, that's how fast your new beginning can start. That in itself would be a new beginning for some of us, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it? Some of us, if we just absolutely surrender to God, that would be something different. That would be something new for us, wouldn't it? Many times, if we would just absolutely shut out the enemy, learn to discern his voice and shut him out, shut him down. Listen, that would be a new thing for us, some of us, wouldn't it? Right? Because we need to put an end to some of this chatter, this demonic chatter in the spirit. But as long as we're listening to it, meditating on it, instead of listening to God and meditating on the word of God, nothing's really going to change except for the worse, right? Come on, I'm coaching you today. The Lord says your new beginning will manifest in that moment. All you have to do then is step into it, then take another step and another step and another step. And pretty soon you're walking in newness of life. You're walking in your new beginning. You have successfully taken back your life and now you just need to maintain it. So some of you have just felt like you're walking. I just see it so clearly. You're walking around the same old mountain over and over and again, and you're not seeing anything change. Nothing's new. Nothing's different. You're in a rut. You don't like your life. You're discouraged. You don't like your wife. You don't like your husband. You don't like your kids. They all irritate the snap out of you, right? And that's because you're listening to the wrong voice. Begin to flip the script. Begin to open the pages of your Bible. Begin to just get intimate with God, and he will show you his strategies and his plans and his tactics to step into the new beginning that he has ordained for you. It's waiting for you. Don't blame the prophet. Don't blame the prophet. Well, that was a false prophecy. Maybe it was, but maybe it wasn't. Maybe you didn't respond right. Maybe you let the devil talk you out of it. Maybe you bought into his lies. So this is really good news. I just came on for a few minutes here to share this good news with you. Listen, take these words to heart. You can go read the entire article. I'm going to give you some scriptures here. I'm going to pray for you. 365prophetic.com. You can find the article if you want to go read the words again. Prophecy reveals why you may feel stuck. And God is always doing something new, right? He's always moving forward. He's progressive. God doesn't camp out and stay still. He keeps moving forward, and he wants us to follow him. The Bible says that he will lead us and guide us into all truth. So if you feel stuck, maybe you haven't discerned the new thing he wants to do. Maybe you've allowed the enemy to talk you out of prophetic wisdom. Let me read you a couple of scriptures here. I want to pray for you. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. Jeremiah, you know the scripture. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. So what thoughts are you thinking about yourself? Have you ever stopped to listen to your self-talk? Let's just get real, real. How are you talking to yourself? Are you kind to yourself? Are you compassionate to yourself? Do you guilt and shame yourself, condemn yourself? How do you talk to yourself? Because the Bible says here in Jeremiah 29, 11, I know the thoughts I think toward you. They're thoughts of peace, not of evil. God's not condemning you. He's not guilting you and shaming you. He has a future and a hope for you. That means you're going to have to go from new thing to new thing to new thing to get there. So you got to get unstuck. And I'm going to pray for you in a minute. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Now, this is some of your problem right here. You're stuck in the past. You really are. You're thinking about the former things. You're thinking about the former pain. You're thinking about the former debt. You're thinking about the former relationships. You're thinking about the former, for better or worse. Some of you look back and you wish you had the life you had 10 years ago. Others of you look back and you wish you could go fast forward 10 years and get out of the life you have now, because it's not been good for the last 10 years. Lord says, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert, says the Lord. That's good. Let me read you one more scripture. I want to pray for you. There is a prayer over here on the article. You can go read the prayer as many times as you want. I'm going to put the link up one more time. It's at 365prophetic.com. And here's one more scripture I want to read you. Ephesians 4, 22 through 24. And the Bible says, put off concerning your former conduct, the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you may put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Put it off. Put off that former conduct, you know, listening to the devil, getting frustrated and mad and angry and bitter and resent. Put all that off. That stuff, that's fleshly stuff. Put it off. That's fleshly stuff. You're a new creature in Christ. That doesn't belong to you anymore. You're crucified with Christ. It's no longer you who live, but Christ who lives in you. Amen. This is good news. This is good news. Amen. It's good news. It is good news. Let me pray. Here's the prayer that I wrote. You can go read this. Father, in the name of Jesus, help me embrace the new thing you want to do in my life completely. Teach me to discern the voice of the enemy working to delay the manifestation of the new season you are leading me into. Teach me how to appreciate where I am on the way to where I'm going. You are worthy of all my praise. And Father, right now, in Jesus' name, I just lift up all those under the sound of my voice, and I ask you, Lord, to bless them, to help them get unstuck, to help them extract themselves from the snare of the fowler, from the pit of the enemy. Father, I'm asking you in Jesus' name to see how they need to respond to the last thing you said to them. What should they do? Because it's not too late. All is not lost. So Father, would you help my friends today, those listening to the sound of my voice, would you help them to see things the way that you do with regard to their new beginning, their new season? Lord, help them to walk in love, to walk in grace, to walk in boldness, and to walk in courage for your glory. Lord, they need new beginnings. They need a shift. They need a change. They need a transition, many of them, out of where they are into the new thing, the future, and the hope that you have for them. So I'm asking you, Lord, to order their steps, order their steps, order their steps, order their steps into the new beginning. Help them to overcome every obstacle, every challenge, every hindering spirit, every harassing spirit. We bind up the opposition, and I decree and declare you will walk into your new beginning. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Isn't God good? I want to invite you to join me for the morning prayer broadcast. There's prophetic words coming forth frequently. You can find that on Facebook or YouTube. Right here, wherever you're watching this, we're streaming live at 6 a.m. or catch the replay. It'll light you up. All my Awakening Prayer members and Ignite Network members, God bless you.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. You can visit me online at jenniferleclaire.org or sow into Operation Liberation, our missions arm, at jenniferleclaire.org/missions.